It's just two guys slinging some bull. It's the Two Guys, One Mic Podcast.
I'm back.
On 1045theteam.com.
Get up off of that thing and dance to do you better. Get up off of that thing and dance to do. Sing it now. Get up off of that thing.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into the Two Guys, One Mic Podcast. My name is Joe Bianchino, hanging out with you right here on 1045theteam.com. And I am joined, of course, by Mr. Pierce Bricks at Game On with Bruce Jacobs fame. Bricks, how are you, dude?
I am doing fantastic. Thanks for having me around again.
Absolutely, man. It's my pleasure on a post 4th of July podcast. A little early morning.
It's not that early. It's you know, it's funny because Joe B, if you didn't know, claims he's a sober Sally. Yeah, he goes to fish yesterday.
It's
and
true,
today,
man.
He looks the worst I've ever seen the kid look. And that's saying something, because he's not a very good-looking man.
Okay, first of all, that second thing's a lie. I mean, let's just pee right out.
Stunning.
I'm looking this way because I got back at 4 in the morning. That's because we drove down to Jones Beach and back.
Were you driving?
I was driving.
So you
got
hammered at the fish show.
Because I was sober.
Drove.
Because I was a sober Sally, as you put it, I drove back from fish. Which I'm happy to do. It's just we got back at 4 a.m. So I'm a little, it was an energetic show, lively show, a little energy in the show.
Yeah,
so now
they play Fluffhead?
The one song, you know, isn't it?
No, I know many fish songs.
They played Fluffhead the night before. So they don't play Fluffhead.
Oh, man. Did they do something cool like when they play Rage Against the Machine and everybody's like, what? That's crazy.
They actually played Purple Rain last night. Purple Rain by Prince. It was fantastic.
It's a very easy script to write on a fish show. Play somebody else's song, jam it
Stop
out.
It.
People
Stop
blow
it.
Their mind.
Liar. Liar.
Was it as good as 619.97?
No.
That's my one thing. And I don't hate fish, and a lot of my friends are fish heads. The one thing that's the most annoying about them is when you're chilling with some fish heads, you know, driving in a Subaru, and you know, they're all fit, pompous fish heads. First of all, none of them have, there's 87 fish CDs in their CD case.
None of them have an actual cover.
There are no studio albums. It's all like,
no, because their studio albums suck.
617.03, and then you know, the one guy, you know, Chad, has the audacity to say, "Yeah, bro, that's not as good as 4792 back when Trey was doing a lot of Oxy." And you know, you have these conversations, and they just throw out these numbers. It's ridiculous. However, you know, great band.
It's funny you mentioned that, because we were all breaking down whether or not it was as good as 618.10 last night.
No, Jesus.
It was a great show. For the 09 show
where
in Hartford,
was
really.
Was 618.10 at Jones Beach? Where this
no,
one was?
It was in Hartford.
Oh, it was in Hartford.
It was in Hartford. We were talking about some Hartford shows last night that we saw that were fantastic. Man. This is great radio, all of you out there. I'm telling you right now.
Okay, then we're going to segue into hot dog eating.
Look,
which I don't know.
We got to get there. We have to get there. We have to. We will transition into some sports, and we will talk about 4th of July's marquee event. We did it again, America. We did it again, 6 years in a row. I'm just going to ask you before, you know, look, we could sit here and break down the hot dog eating contest probably for about 10 minutes before I want to kill someone. But we're going to. Let's just skip the X's and the O's and go right to this question, Bricks. Joey Chestnut, great American or greatest American?
He's up there with the greatest. The problem is, and you know, I might need the fact checker on this. Whoa.
Continue.
Sound effects.
Keep going. this is just going to play the whole time.
Yeah, you threw me off there, man. You got to throw me a segue. The problem is that he hasn't beaten Kobayashi's record. He's tied Kobayashi's record in terms of the hot dog eating consecutive titles.
Okay, I got you.
So,
well, you know what? We'll take care of that next year.
But here's my problem.
Taking care of that
next year.
Here's my
problem with the hot dog eating contest.
America!
68 ties his own personal record. He was going for, according to Chestnut, and I quote, "I had a bad fourth and fifth minute," which is what prevented him from getting to 70. The second place guy was 52. It was a no contest.
Oh,
Kobayashi is
blowing
out there.
The world.
And
he's
Kobayashi's
scared.
Not playing.
Kobayashi's scared.
He's the Mayweather to Chestnut's Pacquiao.
That's right. He's scared. That little Japanese punk, he's scared to come face Joey Chestnut. Come on!
But my problem is it ruins... I do watch the hot dog eating contest.
You have to if you're a real American.
I didn't watch a moment of it this year because it was a foregone conclusion. I don't want to watch LeBron play a bunch of scrubs. I want to watch LeBron play Kevin Durant. I want to watch him play Kobe Bryant. I want to watch Joey Chestnut versus Kobayashi for the title of greatest eater and for the championship of the world. Rocky did... Would you watch Rocky fight some stupid little dude from Lithuania? No, you want to watch him battle the Russian.
All right, look, I understand what you're saying. I can't help, you know, 4th of July, the hot dogs, New York City, gluttony. That's America.
It is. I mean, it's definitely America.
It's America.
But America beating China or Japan, we'll just go with Asia. We'll just stick with the general orient. It's not racist. I just didn't do my research on Kobayashi.
America, Japan, or China, or America, I'm going to one of them countries.
America versus America. Asia is, and us winning, which is what would have happened.
We ruined Kobayashi.
That's what makes 4th of July. And then I go watch a bunch of Chinese-made fireworks go off in the name of our country.
Yorktown for the win.
What?
Revolution. It's some revolution humor, people. 1776. What do you know?
That's true. 1776. It was a beautiful time, you know. I might have to say that felt great watching those fireworks yesterday, basking in the glow of this country and how fantastic
boom.
It is. And
boom.
It was a beautiful time. Do you, in all honesty, consider professional eating a sport?
No. It's just...
It is. It 100% is. He ate 60...
You once argued to me that NASCAR isn't a sport, but you're going to tell me that eating is a sport.
Can you drive a car? Can you drive it really fast? Yes, I can drive a car fast. Can I eat 68 hot dogs? It's not a thing I can do. It's not a thing you can do.
I can eat a hot dog, though.
Yeah,
but... Hang on.
68 hot dogs in 10 minutes... With soggy buns, which are disgusting. I don't know how many soggy buns I can eat before I just get nauseated.
But can we talk more about soggy buns?
We can talk about soggy
buns. Let's do that
buns.
A little more. Hang on. You're saying that because you can drive a car, NASCAR isn't a sport, even though they're doing it longer, harder,
faster, the soggy buns.
Stronger without the soggy buns. All right, you can drive a car, so NASCAR isn't a sport, even though they're doing
NASCAR
it 200 miles an hour about this far away from another car, but you can eat a hot dog.
Listen,
but it doesn't matter.
Listen, I don't want to get our listeners in Alabama up in arms, but competitive eating is more of a sport.
Are you out of your
NASCAR.
Mind right now?
You have to train. Joey Chestnut is an athlete. Look at the sides of him.
You are
look
out
at Kobayashi.
Of your mind.
First of all, Kobayashi, as much as I think he's a pompous, arrogant, like way too pompous and arrogant for a competitive eater,
yeah,
by the way.
Way too much.
Even though he's like a massive celebrity in wherever
get the
he's
country
from.
Right. Get the country right.
In Japan.
There you go. All right. So worried we were just going to do a whole tour Southeast Asia.
That guy is ripped, and Joey Chestnut keeps himself in shape. He has to count his calories all the time. You can't...
Okay, so counting calories now makes it a sport. My diet is a sport. Is that what you're telling me? Everyone on Weight Watchers, fantastic athletes because you're counting calories.
If they can go out and eat 68 hot dogs in 10 minutes. By the way...
I can't believe that we have gotten here. Well, you're telling me... NASCAR isn't a sport, but competitive eating is.
Yes.
I want to go back and retroactively apply a win for myself in that outrageous claim a couple weeks ago.
No, you can't do that.
Because you just invalidated your argument.
I did not invalidate my argument. I validated my argument if I did anything.
How?
Let's not break into NASCAR. I do think... How else would you explain how somebody can eat 68 hot dogs in 10 minutes where I could maybe eat 10?
I don't... Because they're weird? Because they do train for it. I understand. Right now, though, I'm caught up on the fact that you can't recognize NASCAR as a sport, but you're ready to recognize hot dog eating.
I wouldn't fully go out if I was really, with gun to my head, I don't know if I would say it is a sport. I would say it is more of a sport than NASCAR. NASCAR is an amusing race.
It's absurd.
NASCAR is an exhibition of
By the way, this 68 hot dogs, you're just basing whether or not something is a sport on its peak. That's the world record. You're basing it on that one guy, not the other guys who are just...
Well,
this is going to sound weird, who are just eating 50 in 10 minutes, but you know what I mean.
No, the guys eating 50 are good, too. The dudes, like, you know, when they had the fridge...
Yeah.
When he was on there and everybody was hyping that up and he ate like six. Those guys aren't athletes. They're paid endorsers.
Now we're talking, an NFL player is not an athlete because he only ate six hot dogs in 10 minutes.
He's an athlete. That's a good point. But he's not an athlete in the vein of competitive eating athleticism is what I'm trying to say.
I don't understand. Which one is more athletic?
What,
NASCAR or... competitive eating.
Competitive eating.
Really?
Yes.
Which one is more physically taxing, NASCAR or competitive eating?
Competitive eating.
Are you out of your mind?
Think about...
Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind?
Physically taxing.
Physically taxing.
Do you imagine how physically taxing it is?
Dude, you ate 68 hot dogs, you have a stomach ache, you down some Pepto 10 minutes later... Maybe, you know, move it all around and you're fine.
Move it all around.
Move it all around.
You know how physically demanding getting rid of 68 hot dogs has got to be?
I don't. Neither do you.
Do you think these guys puke it all up or
no,
drop it out the backside?
That invalidates the results.
No, but like
results.
after you know, you've officially settled, then
I don't,
then
I
you
don't
go
think,
and
I wouldn't want to
stick
puke
a couple
that
fingers
up.
Then.
I would not want to puke that up.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to plop it out either. It's got to be a pain. That's physically demanding. That is grueling.
Just all right. So now we are. Let's just go there and say it. So now the consistency of hot dog eaters dump is now what we're calling.
I don't hold NASCAR
the
in
key
very high
to athleticism.
I think what we're saying. I don't have much respect for NASCAR athleticism.
This is absurd.
It's a great sport.
This is unbelievable. He ate some hot dogs and then took a big deuce. So obviously he's much more athletic than
and you have the
he's
versatility.
Much more of a sport
There's
than NASCAR.
The versatility is something you have to look at as well. People rarely do you see somebody who's successful at Formula One cross over and become successful in NASCAR.
Please God, tell me we're not going to break down the entire major league eating lineup.
A guy like Joey Chestnut holds the world record for deep fried asparagus with Parmesan cheese. He holds the record for hot dogs. I believe he holds a hot wing, pig feet. The guy he runs the gamut of professional eating and he does it at the highest level.
I wish all of you could see the look I'm giving Bricks right now. I'm so disappointed in my co-host right now.
Well, apparently you don't like America.
Don't, excuse me. Excuse me.
Joe B. hates America. Can we go to break on that?
No, we will not go to break on that. We will sit here and I will defiantly... America!
Is what? Is what?
It's great. I don't understand.
It is
what?
Great.
It's
because we can birth
because you and I are having this discussion. This is why America is great.
Athletes like Joey Chestnut.
Some of the greatest athletes like Joey Chestnut.
Yes.
I let off this
segment.
You know
the type of heart, or as I like to call it, his chestnut, that Joey Chestnut exhibited out there? He has terrible minute four, struggles through minute five. You're thinking
apparently
he's
going to
collapse.
Apparently we are going to do the X's and O's.
He may not get to the 60 mark.
Look, I understand.
And he gets it out with nobody pushing him.
Look, I love it. I'm all about Joey Chestnut.
Record.
I am on the Chestnut bandwagon, all right? I am on the nuts. Wait, that sounds wrong. look, I'm all about Chestnut. I love the hot dog eating contest. It is the only way it could be more American is if they had a giant projector showing American Picker Marathon on behind it, and if it was sponsored by Wheaties, then it would be more American. That's the only way. I'm all about the hot dog eating contest. To sit here and tell me it's more of a sport than NASCAR, which by the way is also America, you're ludicrous.
All right,
and you've lost your mind.
I got a question to pose here, and we'll end the segment on
yes.
this. Because I know you hold the Wheaties box in extremely high regard.
Love the Wheaties box.
Does Joey Chestnut
Absolutely.
Belong in the Wheaties box?
Joey Chestnut right now is America. Wheaties is America.
All right, enough said.
We'll end it there. America.